This is topic 10. We'll discuss briefly the Champion Characteristics Checklist. The number of factors that have been discussed in this workshop is 100. Those factors have been developed into a checklist, and the checklist can be completed by athletes to indicate whether they believe they have the characteristics that have been discussed or not. Since there are 100 items, then it's very convenient to have an athlete total the number of items that they believe they have and express that as a percentage of being a champion. There are a number of uses for this champion characteristics checklist. You can assess athletes to see what qualities they do and do not have. You can measure the potential for improvement that exists in an athlete. That potential is the difference in the athlete's score and 100. Locating and describing behaviors that need to be changed in an athlete is another use of the champion characteristic checklist. The items which are not checked by an athlete indicate that the athlete believes they don't have that characteristic, and therefore it is a feature that could be developed as part of their sporting experience. Taking all the factors together, one can measure the improvement or regression in an athlete's behavior package as described by the champion characteristic checklist. For example, if an athlete was tested every 3 months, then the score from time to time can be evaluated. If the score kept improving, then that indicates that the athlete is developing appropriately for the sport. But if there were regression scores, that is, fewer items were checked at a particular time, then that sets an alarm bell off for a coach to make a coaching intervention to see what actually causes the problem. The fifth use is to establish behavioral goals. Taking each behavior at a time, a behavior that has not been checked by an athlete when answering the champion characteristic checklist, then that can become a behavioral goal, and the task of the athlete, along with guidance from the coach, should be to develop that particular characteristic. The champion characteristic checklist is reproduced in your workbook, and you are free to reproduce it as much as you like and to give it as often as you wish to your athletes. On the last page of the workbook are two graphs. These graphs are data gathered on world champions or World Cup champions or record holders, and the second is a group of select athletes. These are serious athletes who attend national development camps, are possibly national team members who aren't world champions, a very, very selective group. The distribution of CCC scores for champions has its mode in the 90th to 100th percentile. That's not a surprising result, when these characteristics are supposed to be very, very much indicative of all champions. However, the distribution of the general group of select athletes is very different. The mode is between the 60th and 70th percentile, and indeed there are few who score up in the 90th or better percentile range. One doesn't have to do statistics, particularly with these numbers of subjects, to know that the distribution for champions is of a different population to that of the select athletes. And it's based on this sort of evidence that I have proposed in this workshop that thinking and acting like a champion will produce a membership in a population that is different to the general population of serious athletes. I hope that this workshop has proved to be a valuable experience for you, and that you've learned something that may be able to help you to perform better or to coach better in your particular sport. I thank you very much for attending, and have a good day.